Here at Podcast HQ, we know what worried feels like. The, should I get a beer now and beat the queue, or will I miss the goal of the year, sort of worry. Well, Telstra's here to say, you don't have to worry about data. Because with Telstra Prepaid Max, you get 35 gigs for $40 on your first three recharges with 35-day expiry. Here's the legal bit. Includes a 15-gig bonus. First recharge by July 8, remaining recharges by September 30. For use in Australia. Now, let's get on with the podcast.
This man has been a star for just about every game in his career, and he continues to go from strength to strength, and as do the Brisbane Lions, who held off a pretty bullish Melbourne outfit yesterday. His name is Dane Zorko, and he joins us live on 11.16 SEN. Dane, welcome and congratulations.
Thanks, Sammy. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. It was a hard-fought win yesterday for the boys' efforts.
What did you make of the contest, Dane? It seemed like they were trying to not play Russian roulette with you, but David King sort of described it as a bit of a game of basketball, both teams really wanting to put the foot down on the accelerator, and you guys had more class in the end going forward.
Oh, it's certainly not the way we were planning on playing it, that's for sure. But, Melbourne play a really exciting brand of football, and we just sort of tried to match it with them as best as we could, and we probably figured out in that second half that we probably needed to slow it down a little bit and just own the ball a little bit more than we were. It was a pretty high turnover game, I would have imagined. It looked a little bit like ping pong there for a little bit. The ball was floating around the mid-arc, so... yeah, we were able to, you know, reassess at halftime after what was a pretty scrappy first half from our standards, we thought. But our numbers were still good. Our contested ball was right up. Our clearances were right up, which when you play Melbourne, you need to be, if you want to be in the contest, you need to be winning those areas. And we were able to do that. So we're certainly in at halftime. And then, as I said, we sort of fixed up our ball movement in the second half and we were able to put a score on, which was really nice.
Dane, can you give us an insight into Eric Hipwood? He's a fascinating player to watch because there'll be parts of a game where you won't see him and then he'll suddenly kick three in 10 minutes or five in a quarter and he'll absolutely light a game up. What's he like to be a teammate of? What's he like at training? And do you reckon he knows how good he can be?
He's certainly exciting. I think all our four. I think that's the beauty about being a forward is, you might be having a dirty day, but you can turn the game on its head really quickly. So you need to stay in the moment as much as possible. And Eric and like all our forwards this year have tried to have that mindset that you're never out of the game. And you can always help defensively, especially if things aren't going for you offensively. And in the first half, things probably weren't going Eric's way, but he stayed involved, which to his credit was amazing. And then he got on the end of a few. And, you know, for us, he kicked some really crucial goals for us yesterday and all difficult angles, but we were happy with him to take the shot, gave us a chance to set up, take a little bit of sting out of the game, and for him to kick those goals and that one on three-quarter time was so uplifting. But, you know, he works really hard at training. He's been working very hard on his defensive stuff, which certainly doesn't go unnoticed in our football club. So I think it was just a great reward for effort after, you know, probably not doing a lot in the first half to his standards or what he would have liked to have, but he stayed involved, and that was a really important thing. And as I said, was able to change the game in that third quarter, kicking four goals.
So, Dane, is it Eric's consistency that he now has to work on to take him to the next level? Because I know very different situations, but, you know, you burst onto the scene as a youngster, as someone that could turn a game, particularly with your goal-kicking nous, but you developed yourself into someone that could do that, but also be an extremely consistent 30-disposal midfielder, essentially.
Yeah, I think that's any challenge with a young player, you know, starting out with Eric's fourth year now, fifth year. So he's still only new, and key forwards tend to take a little bit longer to sort of develop and understand what they can do in a game, and Eric's no different to that. But to his credit, he keeps working on all the areas that, you know, the coaching staff put to him, and he's worked on his fitness, he's worked on his speed, he's working on his strength, even though he probably still looks a little undersized. He's working on that, which is really important, and he's staying consistent with all that stuff. So naturally, as he develops and gets bigger and stronger, that consistency in his four-quarter efforts are going to naturally come. So I think that's a really exciting part for him. He probably doesn't know the potentials he can reach. I don't think anyone knows. But what he is doing is he's putting everything in place to certainly become that really consistent player, which is really exciting for our football club.
Speaking of exciting players, the addition of Lachie Neale, how has that helped you find some more room to play, Dane, away from the Tigers?
Yeah, certainly been nice. But I think what Jared Lyons has brought to our team has been just as important to Lockie. He's sort of been that big body midfielder that we've needed for a little while, and he's come onto the scene. And yesterday, I thought he was outstanding. His sacrificial role at centre bounces to fill up a zone for us was, so selfless, and we really grateful for what he's brought to our side. As same with Lockie, his ability to win the ball and be so clean with it. He's like a vacuum around the stoppages. He's really classy player to play alongside. So adding both those guys, but then you've got McGonigal and Berry who've come in and come on again since last year as well. So there's plenty of guys in there that are doing a lot of things right, and Lockie's certainly been a key driver of that on and off the field.
I know that clubs don't like to individualise, Dane, but do you have a favourite young player at the Lions? Because there's a few of them. I'm sure you've got one that you just your favourite.
I can't go past Huey because he's my golf partner as well. So, but him and Barry, they're very close. I mean, Alex Witherden's another one that's come on leaps and bounds. I thought Zach Bailey yesterday was fantastic. Noah Answorth and Brandon Starcevich. So, there's five or six guys that have, played between 1 and 3 years of football that have been able to contribute consistently this year for our football team, which is really pleasing for the future.
Dane, I reckon at every footy club, there's one player who's just an out-and-out gun golfer, and there's one player who thinks he's a lot better than he is. Who is that? Who are those two at your club?
Well, Jared Lyons is our best golfer.
Right.
Just doesn't get out there enough. But the person who thinks he can play, who is terrible, is Josh Walker. He's absolutely terrible. Oh, mate, he's dreadful. Absolutely dreadful.
What's his handicap, and what does he think he should be off?
He probably thinks he should be off scratch, and he's off 17. So it has come in, but I mean, he tries hard every week, which is the main thing. And he's no good.
Just a quick one on one of your other teammates, Oscar McInerney. How is he following that collision yesterday, Dane?
Yeah, he was obviously quite dazed after it, and looked quite unwell, and even after the game he was still a little bit shaken up. But I spoke to him this morning. He said he had a good night's sleep.
Okay.
He's pretty happy because he had his nose fixed up, so he's got a straight nose now, which he's thankful for. So it's not all doom and gloom, he said, but he's woken up today full of spirits, and hopefully he can get up for this weekend's game. It was a pretty nasty collision, to be honest. So the doctors will certainly take no precautions with him.
Yeah, that is good news. Speaking of next week, so the Giants over there, you've been playing a long time, Dane, and you've been waiting for big matches like this. You had a big game against the Pies where you probably let yourselves down in the first quarter and it was hard to fight back.
Yep.
What does a big game against a premiership threat mean for this young group, particularly away from home?
Oh, I guess for us it's another opportunity to execute our game plan, but to come up against a side that, as you said, right up there, premiership contenders. It's a great challenge for our group, and one we're really looking forward to. Obviously, the Collingwood game was a little bit disappointment under the spotlight there, but that's all right. We learned from that game, and we came out and fixed up our mistakes the following week. So we know that our game plan certainly works, and we've had a couple of good starts with GWS over the past few years. So hopefully we can head down to Sydney on Sunday and put up another really good challenge. But we just need to bring our game plan. Contested ball, we need to, they're right up there in the comp as a leading contested ball team. Their clearance work is fantastic. So it's going to be a really strong midfield battle. And, we've got to play territory. So that's something we'll be trying to execute on Sunday.
Do you look at their midfield and think it's the best in the comp?
Yeah, it's very good, isn't it? They go so deep, which is, something that we're certainly trying to develop at Brisbane as well. So it's going to be a very tight battle in there. There'd be a lot of people going through there, I would imagine. But, they're fantastic midfield. There's no doubt about that. There's a lot of good midfields in the comp at the moment going around. So they're certainly up there in the top two or three. There's no doubt about that.
Dane, before we let you go, did you hear what Stephen May and Sam Frost were arguing about yesterday?
No, I didn't. But I did see it on the big screen, but I'm sure that would just be a conversation that you need to have out on the field. That, they look like they sorted it out as it was, but, when it's heated like that and you need a job to be done, it's important that message gets relayed straight away. And I'm sure the message would have got, whoever was giving the message certainly would have taken it, and then they would have just gone back and clarified it at the three-quarter time break, which I think is what they showed on the screen. So In the heat of the moment, it certainly looks a lot worse than probably what it is. And then they'll go and sort about it, and they'll probably talk about it today as well. But in the heat of the moment, things need to be done. There's no doubt about that. That's, I'm sure, that was the message that was getting sent yesterday.
Dane, always great to chat. Brisbane Lions, one of the best teams in the competition to watch when you're playing your best footy. Let's hope we see it on Sunday against the Giants, and let's hope down the road we see it in September. Thanks for joining us. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, Sammy. Cheers, mate.
Dane Zorko there, a man that has been incredibly consistent for the Brisbane Lions for a number of years, and with the likes of his favourite Hugh McCluggage, Jared Berry, Daniel Rich in All-Australian form, Hipwood, Harris Andrews down the other end, they are a side that has to be a genuine threat of winning games in September.